阿弥陀佛，
我们要不要先念经？先念经好。还没有，没有，好吗？
Okay. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
好，念中文啊。无上甚深微妙华，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。阿弥陀佛。
Good morning.
今天这一个宝镜五镜那个参同期，应该是可能。我们体系上应该是第一次有人讲这一部经的这个祖师的语录。
Today we're going to start out from the infinite mirrors and digging into the inquiry into matching halves. And this is probably the first time that some of us have spoken this verse by the patriarch at this place.
那这一个参同契啊，这个宝镜五镜里面有参同契跟宝镜三昧歌啊，这两个祖师的语录，事实上是朝众宗啊，就是你要写朝众宗，这两个是等于是基本教材。
In this book, it actually contains both the Inquiry into Matching Halves as well as Song of the Precious Mirror Samadhi.And these two verses are probably one of the most fundamental teaching materials in if you want to study the Cao Zhong lineage.
那师父要弘扬就是中国的禅宗嘛，把汉传的佛法传出去。那师父有两个，应该是两个传承，一个是曹洞跟灵济。可是师父说我们是以朝洞为主。
师父 wants to propagate the teaching of Chan Buddhism, and 师父 actually upholds two lineage. One is 朝洞, the other one is 灵济. But 师父 had said that the main one is the 朝洞 lineage.
所以再怎么难，如果你要学朝洞宗或是中国的禅法，那这两个不懂，那其实就是有一些祖师的语录，其实不容易看懂。
So no matter how difficult it is, if you really want to study Chan Buddhism, without understanding these two verses, it would be quite difficult to understand other records.
当然，懂。这一个祖师的语录最好是开悟了，可是还没开悟之前，教理能够弄懂，对我们的修行，其实会蛮有帮助的哈。
Well, obviously, the best way to understand these verses would be to become enlightened. But before we are able to reach that state, at least understanding the principles based on these verses would be very helpful.
也许这个你朝洞中的。等于是外面的祖师的语录，你先懂了以后，可能再回头过来看六祖坛经，可能六祖坛经就比较容易懂。
Understanding these verses first and these records from the patriarch, and then turn around and reread the Six Patriarch Sutra, it will probably make it a lot easier to understand.
但如果六祖坛经的你懂的话，那这一个。也可能也比较容易懂，因为这个等于是从六祖这样传过来，那他们把六祖所讲的一些概念，把它什么再什么阐释、发扬光大。
But if you already have some understanding of the Six Patriarch Sutra, then understanding these verses would also will make it easier, because after all, these verses are based on the Six Patriarch Sutra, but expanding upon it.
因为这里面有它有一些观念呢、啊，有一个很主要的观念就是，它强调那个什么体跟用。
Because within all these, there is a very important main concept, which is the concept of principles, nature, versus function.
那在当然，体用它用了很多名相，比如说讲体用，比如说讲什么理跟事，比如说讲什么空跟什么空跟色，它总共有讲的。或者讲了什么绝对、相对，还有什么这一个不动、动、真如、生灭，大概总共就是曹龙宗他们用八个名词啊、名相来阐述这种我们的性、佛性跟这些现象的关系。
So, The main tenet would be the opposites between essence and function. But also in the Cao Dong lineage, they also use eight different opposites pairs to talk about Buddha nature, which includes principle versus phenomenon, emptiness versus form, nature versus phenomenon, and arising and succession, also emptiness and form.
真如生命。
Tathagata, true suchness, and as what?
生命。
Birth or arising versus succession.
所以，如果说我们对这种概念懂了以后，其实在这个生活 当中，我们本身都有这个什么真如心，都有这个什么这个佛性的性啊，还有这个什么不动的体，或是不动的理。可是我们产生用的时候，就产生种种的现象。那这个是什么关系？如果你懂了以后，你就发觉原来我们产生的这个现象的关系，或产生现象的用，跟佛产生现象的用不太一样。佛的体跟我们一样，可是我们产生的用是不一样的。
If we understand these principles and apply it into everyday life, to understand that essence and nature is moving, unchanging, versus when you apply it, the function of it is changing.Understanding the relationship between the two, and know that even though we have the same nature as Buddha, the way we apply these functions is different.
请问大家相不相信我们的心跟佛的心是一样的，同样的品质的心？
Do you believe that we have the same nature as Buddha? It shares the same quality.
相不相信？老菩萨相不相信？
Do you believe it?
如果你不相信的话，最好让你先让你相信了。
If you don't, then we better make you believe in it first.
但是差别就是，我之前讲了很多，大概可能大家听过是吧？我们把影像当成什么？当成你的爸爸妈妈，这个就是用。那你用你的心把影像当成真的爸爸，而不是他只是一个。影像，这就是你的用跟佛不一样。
I have used this example previously that we take the image of your parents and we attach the image and treat it as treating the image as really your parents and your dad and your mom. These are merely the functions of the mind.
你们可以不相信我的话，可是要相信佛讲的话。佛讲说什么？众生皆有什么如来的什么智慧德性，只因为什么？ 是因为妄想执着分别而不能开显，这样子而已。
If you don't believe in what I said, at least you have to believe in what the Buddha says. The Buddha says all human sentient beings have the nature of Tathagata, of the Buddha. We all share the same wisdom and the virtues, except that the sentient beings are ignorant and have a differentiating mind, so that we don't. So you may have forgotten.So our Buddha nature is not manifested.
So 有一些禅师啊，他们还没有开悟之前，那跑去找那些高僧大德，然后那个高僧大德就告诉他说：“你自己的宝藏不顾，跑来这边找我，我没有啊，你不是从你自己找，向外面找是找不到的。”
So there were some patriarchs before they reached enlightenment. They actually went around visiting all the other great masters. And these great masters would say, why are you looking at me? Why are you looking for the treasure from me? You have it within already.
那有一个禅师讲，就是有一个话，好像是不知道谁问黄檗禅师，他说这一个中国有没有禅？
There was someone who once asked Chan Master Huang Po, "Is there Chan in China?"
如果有禅，为什么这一个菩提达摩还要再把什么从印度把禅传过来
？If Chan is already existing in China, then why does Bodhidharma have to bring all the way from India?
为什么已经有了？为什么要传过来
？Why is that？
可能他们讲说，因为中国有禅，但是没有禅师，那什么意思
？Some people said that maybe there's Chan in China, but no teacher, no Chan master.
当然，他是回答说，就是因为有禅，所以才要过来。
Chan Master 黄檗 said it's precisely because there's Chan.So Bodhidharma has to come all the way from India.
其实那个禅就是我们的什么？我们的佛性，我们的真心，我们的空性的心。
So Chan is precisely our Buddha nature, our true nature.
那他过来的意思就是说，告诉你说你有这样的一个什么一个心啊，叫传过来。
The reason why Bodhidharma came all the way is because he came to tell people, you have it already. That's how he brings it over.
所以我们等一下我们就会讲到，那对这个有这样有概念的以后你再，我想这些什么体啊、用啊、性啊、相啊、理啊、事啊，我们不是有什么理事无碍、事事无碍吗？这华严经的其实都是在讲这一些。
So we're going to go into that more later, and after talking about it, we'll understand, you know, essence and functions, nature and phenomenons, principles and phenomenons. So these are all the same and non obstructed.
好，那我们现在就开始进入主题啊，就是。主土大仙心，东西密传呼，人根有力顿，道无难别主。
Now we'll get into the actual verse. The first line, the mind of the great Indian immortals was esoterically transmitted from west to east. The capacity of people may be dull or sharp, but there's no northern and southern patriarchs in the Tao.
这个主土就是印度，那大仙心啊，大概我。知道大概有两个解释啊，就是佛教从印度传来中国的时候，中国有什么教？道教跟什么儒家，他们两个会什么排斥？所以我们记得就是道教跟佛教不知道拼了不知道几回合了哈、啊。有没有听过他们常在皇帝里面说我比较厉害，那两个就。不占了几次了啊，那就只要就是想要争宠啊， 所以佛教传过来以后，他为了要希望这个什么本土的什么本土的宗教能够接受，所以他们就用了就是很多的道教名词，他不用佛心，他用什么大仙心，然后我们不用这个什么修什么解脱，他用什么修道，有没有？最主要就是用道家的名词，然后让这些道家也说，哎，是一样的啊。所以这个大仙心上就是什么，就是佛教的那个佛的心。
The first two characters, Jutu, is referring to India. And when the Buddha Dharma first was brought over from India to China, there were already Taoism and Confucianism in China. And so these different religions and beliefs, they compete with each other. I don't quite remember, but they were recorded. There were many matches between these religions, Buddhism and Taoism. They tried to compete and say which one is better. So when the Buddha Dharma was brought over, they tried to make it more local in order to make it easier to take root in China. So instead of using Buddha, they actually referred to immortals, which was a common term in Taoism. And instead of Buddha mind, they talked about immortal, the mind of immortal, and connected with Taoism. The purpose of that is trying to make it more user-friendly for people who were in China at that time.
那另外在阿含经里面他也有讲到说，佛陀说他发现的一条什么古仙人道，那他已经发现的，所以他也是什么指示给其他人就说你按照这个道路你就会变成什么古仙人，是不是？是不是啊？就是印度也有这种成仙的这种观念，还是借用中国的那个名字？不太清楚。
So in the Agama Sutra, Buddha had also said that he had found a path of the ancient sages and immortals. I'm not quite sure whether this term was translated this way because of Taoism, or maybe at that time in India there were also such sayings of immortals.
那我们这个大仙心，或是这个佛的心呢、啊？从东西应该是从西方传到东方，那现在东方又要传到西方啊，这是秘密的传呼啊。事实上，等于是我要把这个心什么，传给现在我们要传到西方来嘛啊。所以现在没有说是东方传到西方啊，最早是西方传到什么东方，那现在东方再传到西方啊。那可能一阵子又要西方又传回什么，传到中国，大家又传回东方。
So in the text, it talked about how the mind was transmitted esoterically from the west to the east, and now Buddha Dharma has been brought from. Currently, it's from the east to the west, and perhaps in the future it will be retransmitting from the west to the east back and forth again.
那这边用个秘密，就是说秘密的什么？啊，这一个某某人，你跟我很好，传给你啊。像没有传话，只是传几个人而已啊。那就是，传人也搞不清楚为什么收传给他，没有传给我。
It's said here that the Dharma is transmitted esoterically, so it's limited and it's not open. When Shifu was transmitting Dharma to the Dharma heirs, only a few were selected. So we don't really know why someone is chosen and not the other.
那师父传给我们的时候，其实他是不是有一个心传给我们？
When Shifu transmitted the Dharma to us, did he transmit some actual mind?
其实没有的，他是你在禅修，那你透过修行，然后把你的烦恼就是什么降伏，然后你的那个什么佛性显现，然后师父就会跟你核对，那核对看看你所体验到的这些境界跟这个佛性开显的境界是不是完全一样。如果是一样的话，那他就会什么，就是说啊，拜三拜，然后给你什么一个法号，那可能给你，如果是居士的话，就给你一个什么，好像是袈裟的样子。哦，我们这些法师好像有这样子的。不，这应该就是东西。不，你先把这个话呢，我再解释了。
So there wasn't actually a mind that was transmitted during this mind transmission. Well, he's going to answer that later. Yeah, later. Do you want me to finish this part first? Otherwise, I'll forget everything. So there wasn't actually a mind that was transmitted. It was actually through our own cultivation, in the process of lessening the vexations and heart cultivation, that we reach a certain state. And then Master Shifu will confirm the state, compare, and to see if it's in fact similar, the phenomena that we experience would be similar to the Buddha mind. And if so, then there's a confirmation. Shifu will tell us to, do three bows, and if you are a left-home person, then maybe giving you a Dharma name, or for lay people, the robe. So there wasn't actually a mind that was transmitted, it was more of a process of confirmation.
那我记得就是有一个女众，她禅49，她一天，她49天每天都就是一支香都做11个小时啊，49天就这样子。我看师父好像也没有传给她。
During a 49 day retreat, there was a lay person who every sitting that she did lasted 11 hours, and she did that the same way, 11 hour sits for the entire 49 days. But I don't think Shifu had transmitted the Dharma to her either.
就是即使你做了，可以做了一年不起来的话，师父也不见得会传给你啊。
Even if you're able to sit for the entire year not getting up, it's not certain that the Shifu would transmit the Dharma.
那像那个 Simon 的时候，他是坐椅子的，师父就传给他了，所以那跟脚没有多大关系。
Simon, he said he only sat on chairs, on benches, on meditation bench, but Shifu transmitted the Dharma to him, so it has really nothing to do with your sitting posture.
那这边东西密传过去，应该是中国的习惯了。我们是讲东西，没有讲西东嘛？哈，你是什么东西啊？你讲。
Harry, back to the issue of East and West.It could just be a phraseology of Chinese. That's just commonly we say Dong, East and West first. We don't say Qi Dong. That's just not how things are said. Perhaps.
啊，所以说这一个在传承的时候，我们叫做什么？印证有没有？其实印证就是说，成一句话，像是。之前不是常常会，就你禅机吧第几天就这样子，就手比起来，然后看说你会回答什么？其实它可以是什么？它是可以从你的反应知道说你大概是什么状态。
So it's again, it's more of a process of confirmation. In the past during the retreat, maybe several days into the retreat, Shifu would just put out his hand like this. And then based on your answer, reaction to the gesture, Shifu would be able to assess the state that you are in.
还有看到就是在这一个禅宗里面的一些记载啊，有些禅师就是他还没有开悟，然后跟他的师父写一写，就是好像就是不会没有开悟，他就跑到别的地方去了。就有一天回来，他又要跟他师父印证，他师父讲说：“你不用跟他印证了，你已经好像那个禅师已经可以读到他的什么，他的内心了，也可能也都没有对话。”一看，他说：“啊，你在哪里写的？”就直接印证开，不一定要互动哦。那包括在那个师父的这个 John Kruger 翻的那本书是什么？就是禅期的那一个，就是用善补疑，用善补疑。对，那本书也有记载，有一个人他就跟师父小禅说，那他说这样描述他以前的境界这样子的。师父说：“我一看你，我就感觉到了。”也就是说，禅师不一定要就是什么互动，他那个心好像是可以读你的心，应该不是好像的，应该是可以，应该是要可以读你的心。你的心是不是一直在执着？他是可以看得出来的。
There were stories from the past where some Chan masters, they study under one master for a long time but did not reach enlightenment. So they actually go off to study under some other teachers. And then after they have attained certain states, they come back trying to seek confirmation from their own master. And sometimes their own master, upon seeing these students, even without words and no interactions,the teacher is able to say, oh yes, I see that you have reached a certain state already. So interactions or conversations, verbal exchanges, is not always necessary. In the book, Catching Feather on the Fan, there was also a story where John Crook actually came up to Shifu and explaining the... Okay. So in the book, Catching Feather on the Fan, translated or it's written? Written by a collection. With the fan. Okay. So it's edited by...John Crook. Okay. It's a collection of retreat talks by Shifu. And in that book, there was also a story of another layperson approaching Shifu, describing all the phenomenons, his own experience. And Shifu said, yes, yes, I can tell that you have reached a certain state already simply by looking at you. So interactions or verbal exchanges...are not strictly necessary.
那师父也曾经讲过，就是说，就是开悟的人他们随时随地都在一个什么内外什么合一的状态。
师父 has also said in the past that for those people who have reached enlightenment, at all time and no matter where they are,they are in a state where the external and the internal are aligned.
就内外合一不一定是开悟，可是开悟一定要内外合一。
So, the external and the internal are unified, and 开悟不一定需要。
不是。另外合一不一定是开悟了，这个开悟的人一定要另外合一。
So for people who have reached that state, the unification of the external and the internal, they may not have necessarily reached enlightenment. But for those people who have reached enlightenment, it's true that the external and internal have indeed been unified.
那什么叫就是内外合一呢？比如说现在我们这样的话，那我们通常的人啊，你在看外面的话，一定是就是我看什么外面，我你啊。可是如果是这样的话，就有一个主体跟一个什么客体，这样就没有内外合一了。所以你可以，只要你想开悟，你想要看到这颗心的话，你至少这个要练习这一部分，就是一整体的。
So what does it mean to be unified externally and internally?Usually in our daily interactions, let's say when we're looking at things right now, there's a subject, an eye that's looking out, and then there are objects that's being looked at. So that's not unification. So for those people, if you want to reach enlightenment, then at least you should practice that there's really not a subject and an object. It's really all one whole.
如果说你说那个人很奇怪，这样有没有主客？
If you think that that guy is really weird, then in that case, is there a subject and object?
那这样的用叫做什么？叫做烦恼的用。
So this kind of function of the mind is ridden with vexation.
那比如说我好喜欢你啊，有没有我喜欢你？
If you say, "Oh, I like you so much," then is there me and you?
大家会不会觉得这叫烦恼？
Isn't this vexation?
你有个主客嘛。
And that's because you have the notion of subject and object.
我们说，我看那个人，我看得很不顺眼，我们会讲说嗔心，可是我们看不到说我。看到他，我觉得还不错，没有嗔心，也不喜欢，也不讨厌，这有没有烦恼？有主体看客体的烦恼。
So sometimes when we see someone, we say, "Oh, I really don't like that person." We call that vexations. But when you look at someone neutrally, without big emotions, is there still vexations? Yes, there is, because you still have the notion of.Subject and object.
所以就是如果你有兴趣的话，就是至少这是一个什么让你努力的一个什么一个目标一个标准，就是在生活上你都可以看到说，哎，我把它当成一个什么，我们是当成一个客体，或是客体啊，或是当成是我的心外之物，心外之物。是心外的东西。
So we should try to practice this. When we're looking at something, usually we have the mind of me, I, the subject, and then we're looking at something else, the object. We treat it as something, a phenomenon that's external, outside of our own mind.
这个心外的东西，这一个那些禅师他们开悟以后。他们会有个体验，就是没有一样的东西是离开我的心外。
So, before enlightenment, we look at these as external to our own mind. But for those patriarchs, those masters who have reached enlightenment, when they got enlightened, they actually experienced and understood that there's nothing, no phenomenon is outside of my own mind.
那如果用到这个标准的话，你们现在看到这边有一堆人，这些人是不是你的心？
So to apply this rule, right now we're looking around this room and see there's a whole bunch of people in the room. Are these people your part of your own mind?
啊，如果他骂你是什么骂你？有没有他骂你？
So if someone scolded you, so what is it? Is there a he or she that is scolding you?
我们之前讲说是五蕴骂五蕴啊。
So previously we have said it's the five skanda that's scolding the another five skanda.
这是一种讲法，另外一种就是什么？是他的心比哈， 就是跟我这个心比产生在互动，可是那个他的心比被你看到的时候，其实那一部分已经是变成你的东西了。
比就是那个
心比，就是你这个比。
Or that was one way of saying it, the five skanda interacting with five skandas. Or we can say it's that person's mind pen.
心笔心轮
Mind brush. Okay. Or we can say that that person's mind brush is interacting with my own mind brush. Well, actually, in fact, when the interaction took place, that person's mind is already that person's mind is already becoming part of my own mind. Brush. Mind brush. Yeah, mind pen. Like the draw. Mind brush.
那这一本比较难懂，所以这一本你懂的话，你在生活，我们可能这一本我们会加强去解释它。
So this part is more difficult and more abstract to understand, and we'll try to talk about this more.
也许现在就可以讲了哈，现在就是大家在做梦的时候，如果你梦到大家在这边来听经，听我讲经，这些所有的人，还包括我们两个讲的翻译的人，是不是都是你心里的东西？
Let's say if you're dreaming right now, and then you have a dream that you're sitting here listening to Dharma talk, and everyone in the audience, and as well as the speaker and the translator, isn't these all phenomena of your mind?
是不是做梦的时候有没有跳到你的梦中去？有时候有些人会偷梦哦。
Did I jump into your own dream? Did I jump into your dream? Maybe, but in some rare cases, some people are able to project into other people's dreams.
其实就是说，先不讲有人偷梦了啦哈，偷梦我们另外再讲。就在做梦当中，是不是你心比一直画对方画你？那你又跟对方互动，这是你心一直在画的。
In the case of someone else actually projecting into your own dream, that's another case. We'll not talk about that right now. But go back to the original example. When you're dreaming with all these people, isn't this the function of your mind brush that in your dream that the mind brush kept moving and keep writing and generated all these phenomena?
是不是？其实是的，是我们的心中不断的就是那个记忆里面不断的涌出了什么，涌出的我们叫法尘，有没有？就是我们心中浮出了种种的现象，当然这现象包括什么色声香味触，对不对？是记忆中浮出来的东西，那在晚上叫做什么？叫做梦，然后你跟梦中人对话，对不对？那这些全部是不是都是你的东西？应该是前念跟后念跟前念在互动。
Isn't these all phenomena that arises from your own dream? That they come from traces of the memory of all these phenomena. And when you're sleeping, it arises and becomes a dream. And it's actually interaction between the thought before and the thought after.
好，比如那现在在讲说，有一个人现在梦中，你大概知道了哈、哦。平常你也可以用梦中去想，如果现在是梦中的话，是不是我在跟自己对话、哦？就是平常如果有人骂你，梦中骂你，但你知道那是自己嘛？那平常的话，别人骂你，你也想说，现在就跟梦中一样，是我的心跟我的心在互动。
So if someone scolded you and it's in your dream, then you know that it's merely phenomena that arises in your own mind. But we can actually apply that into everyday life. So when there's actually really a person out there scolding you, you can also think, oh, this is merely an interaction of my own mind, all the phenomena interacting in my mind.
这是一种方法，另外一种方法，比如说某某人骂你，你们可以，我们先来分析一下啊、哦。某某人，你看到的是什么？是影像，对不对？骂你是什么？声音，对不对？然后你想说，他怎么可以骂我？这时候我们呼出来是什么？法尘。那这些被你看到的影像，那被你听到的声音，那被你从心中呼出来的法尘，是不是这些东西是不是都是你的？你相不相信这些东西是不是你的？你看到的不是看到那个人，你是看到什么？这个什么阳光什么？照到进入你的那个什么，你的视眼膜不是什么，就是瞳孔然后进入什么视眼膜从那边去的声音是不是也传来？你是不是我们是不是经历到我心中的什么的那个影像跟什么跟声音，还有你自己心中所浮出来的种种的想法，说诶你怎么这样骂我？那是不是你心中浮出的一个影像？就是这一些而已。那这些东西是谁的？当然是你的啦。你有没有办法看到对方？看不到的，你们现在看到我吗？看不到的。
So let's analyze this a little bit. So let's say there's right now a person out there scolding me. Our eyes perceive the image of the person, and our ears hear the sound of the person. But are we actually seeing the actual person, or are we seeing the image?You know, it's a light reflecting and then get into the retina, and then so you have this image. And then these images that we perceived actually interact with all the traces of memories, the thoughts of, oh, there's someone out, you know, someone is scolding me. It's that thought interact with this image and the sound. So are we actually indeed seeing, hearing this person, or it's merely an interaction?Of these images, thoughts, phenomena of our own mind.
我现在这边讲话，对不对？我不断吐出一些声音来，那不断的身体有动作。我们讲说，这是我心比，对不对？我心比让我身体动，对不对？那我心比产生声音，对不对？你们可不可以看到我那是心比？
So I'm sitting here talking, and you know, having all these gestures and saying these words, it's my mind brush creating these phenomena that you see. But can you actually see my mind brush?
我们通常我们看不到他那一颗还没有什么，还没有画出影像，还没有画出声音，还没有画出。妄念的那颗心，我们看不到，我们就是只能够看到这颗心比所画出来的画，看不到心比本身。那我们自己的心比，我们也是用心比一直在画，我们自己也看不到。
So we don't see the mind brush. The mind brush that's without discrimination, the inactive mind brush. We don't see it.All we can see is the drawings that's created by the mind brush. We're not able to see the mind brush itself. And same thing with ourselves. The mind brush is creating all these pictures, writing all these things. That's all we see, these phenomena, the traces left by the mind brush. But we don't see the brush itself.
因为我们看不到，所以似乎就不会怎么传给你，因为那传那颗心还没有化之前的那一颗心呢、啊。
Because we cannot see the mind brush, that's why Shifu doesn't transmit the Dharma to us. What is being transmitted and confirmed is the mind, the brush that is before it moves and before the action is taken, the unmoving mind.
以后你有个骂你的时候，你也看到说，哎，这个 骂的是声音，那那一个人的心是什么？他还没有骂之前，他是什么？你去看他的心。
So if someone scolded you, you can think this way. You can try to see what is the mind before this person scolded you. What is it exactly? Without all these traces or the paint, the drawings that the brush had made.
也不一定是要骂，就那一个人在走路的话，那个让他走路的那个心是在哪里？是什么？你们有没有这样去看走路的不是走路是什么？是心比手画出的现象。可是因为有个心让他什么，让他走路，让他动，让他说，让他做什么，各式各样的现象，对不对？那你想办法说，哎，那他的心比是心比在哪里
？It doesn't really have to be someone scolding. It could be someone is walking. You can try to look and try to investigate what is the mind.That makes this person walk. What is the mind before all these? Because after all, walking, talking is all external phenomena that is motivated by the mind. What is this mind?
别人有没有这支心笔?
Do other people also have this mind brush?
好，那你有没有这支心笔？
Do you have it?
好，你的心笔跟对方的心笔是一支还是两支？
The mind brush that you have and the mind brush that other people have is a one pen, one brush or two brushes?
在第二段这边会讲到这一部分呢、哦，这是很实际的，这在我们生活当中都一直在发生哦，对不对？心笔对不对？心我们说心如工画师嘛，你有一支心笔，我有心笔，这边40个人不止40个人啊，50-60个人有50-60心笔，可能还包括你这众生，你众生有没有心笔？有，这个小动物通有心笔，这么多的心笔，他们还没有画出来，画出来是不一样的，可是心笔有没有一样？心笔不一样啊。
We'll talk about this a little bit more in the second line. The mind brush, so there are all these people in this room, say 40, 50 people, and then there also may also be sentient beings in this room. So all these mind brushes, creating all these drawings, and there's a saying that the mind is like a great painter, great artist. Are these mind brushes the same?
那我们参画头，实际上就是要找那支心笔。心笔还没有画出来的时候，它是什么？我们叫什么叫无，或者什么什么祖师什么西，不是，就什么为什么拖着实施的是谁嘛？实际上就是有一颗心在什么，在让你走路啊。实际上就是心笔，找心笔。那你当你找到了你的心笔以后，你可能发觉别人的心笔也是同一个心笔。不是可能，应该就是一个心笔，同样一个心笔。
So when we investigate 画头， we are looking for this mind brush. For 画头 such as what is wu or who's dragging this corpse around, it's all in an attempt trying to look for this mind brush. And once you have reached enlightenment.You will understand that the mind brush is actually it's all the same. 是一样还是同一支？
你他不能讲说同一支啊，我们现在是用心哦，实际上就是什么？我们是共同一个法身，共同一个什么？就是心啊，是共同的，佛心是共同的。他什么？举个例子，他们就说像这边的虚空跟你那边的虚空是不是同一个虚空
The Buddha mind is the same. For example, there's this empty space here and an empty space here. Is this the same space? So that same applies with the Buddha mind, with this mind brush.
我们说这个
Sorry, I got a little confused. I was looking at the mind each individual person might see things a little bit differently than other individual.
That's right.
And that may be tempting to say that the mind brushed the same for all people.
Yeah.
I was going to say no, but the mind is the same for all people. Now, I think it's just a definitional thing. If the mind, Buddha mind is the mind brush, and I understand the concept. But when they say here then that the capacity of people may be dull or sharp, all people do not have the same capacity. That's what that means. Where does that differentiation occur? Let's say it's not in the Buddha mind that they all have, it's the same, right?
Yeah, you want to, because we have camera, you want to?
Hi. I'm sorry but I understand that the Buddha mind is the same in everyone. I understand that. This concept of the mind brush, is that really just another way of saying Buddha mind? If it is, then I guess I understand that the mind brush is the same in everyone. If that's the case, what does it mean when they say the capacity of people may be dull or sharp? There's some difference between individual people on some level, not on the level of Buddha mind or Buddha nature. I understand that, but on some other level, there's some differences between people. And now, that's not the mind brush at work, though, right? Two people can look at the same thing and then you ask them to describe what they saw and you get totally different answers sometimes. It really seems like people aren't seeing things the same way. Is that their mind brushes being different or something else?
基本上波尔菩萨的问题是说是个定义上的问题，就是心比跟我们一般说的佛性，因为就他所理解佛性是一样的，那可是这个比心比是代表什么，是一样的还是不一样的？这个地方有讲到人跟有立顿，就代表说我们人是有分，是有差别的，跟性有差别，然后很多时候我们看事情，很多时候我们看事情也是有分别的，那这个是这个跟这个心比是大家是相同的还是不相同的，这个要做怎么样做解释？
好，现在因为我还没有进行，他现在已经告诉他讲人跟有立顿了，那我们接下来讲人跟有立顿好了。
So Fosh is going to talk about that. Actually, the second phrase, the class of people may be dull or sharp. You're pushing him forward.
这个心比是一样的，可是你，我们举个例子啊，就是有一些画家专门画什么，画西洋画，有些人是画什么抽象画，还有画什么画，他们那个心是不是一样的，可是风格什么不一样，还有就是说一样画西洋画的人，有些画西洋画的人是比较水准比较高，有些人是什么，就是你感觉他好像没有资格当称为画家，对不对？这个当中他没有画的时候其实他是一样的，可是他透过画以后产生的现象事实上是不太一样的，就等于是电脑这个功能大家全部都有，可是你只会用什么，用某一种软体，那他用软体就那呈现出来电脑的东西就会什么，就会有所差别的，可是电脑的那个什么整体的功能还是一样的。
Fasha used two examples. The first one is like painters, artists. There are different people who do different kinds of drawing, paintings, oil painting, Western painting, Chinese painting. The brush is the brush is the same, but it's the style, the phenomena manifested that's different. And or you could say there are some people who are better, who are not so good, but the brush is still the same. It's what came forth, the painting, that's stylistically different. Or another example is, think about computers. The function, computers are the same. You know, it's able to do all these different things. It contains all these softwares. But for some people, they only know how to use, operate software XYZ, and versus some other people knows how to operate the other softwares. So the result is different, but the computer itself is the same.
那这个人跟啊，譬如说我们有些人跟师傅打一次禅期，那师傅就什么，就证明他这个等跟他印证。那有些人就是跟师傅了二三十年，好像也什么东西没有都没有看到。那这个就是什么，这个根气是什么，是有点不太一样的。
About this capacity of people.Some people who do one retreat with Shifu, and Shifu already give them confirmation. But some people who have followed Shifu for decades, and there's still no confirmation, or it appears that there's nothing happening. That's an example of how capacity of people are all different.
就是当你开悟的时候，你那时候那个根基叫地的，还没有开悟之前就叫什么？叫做顿。
Well, so if you have obtained enlightenment, then you have sharp root, sharp capacity. Otherwise, you'll be dull.
这个西林老和尚有讲说，开悟就有点像是说，你要走一千步。那这一个人之前已经走了999步，那这一生来就差那么一步，所以他开悟了。那之前他也是顿的啦。那我们可能是我们只走了500步而已，还差500步，所以你就是还没有开悟，你就叫顿了。
Well, but really the issue of sharp or dullness, you can liken it as you're going somewhere and it takes about 1,000 paces to get 1,000 strides to get to that place. For people who have reached enlightenment this lifetime, it means that they have already walked 999 paces previously, and they reach enlightenment. In this lifetime, they complete the whole 1,000 strides. And for us, it could be that maybe we have only walked 500 paces, and that's why we're the so-called dull.
像佛陀常在跟他的弟子讲说，这一个人这一生努力的话，可以什么？这个人会证三果，那这个人就是你再怎么努力，这一生就什么？就两果一果这样子而已。
So, the Buddha often say to his students, oh, if you work really hard, then this person will be able to reach certain state, the third or fourth stage, versus, oh, this person, even after working hard, this person will reach the second stage.
那佛陀也曾经告诉他的弟子讲说，前面那一个老人哈，他年轻的时候如果来修道的话，他会证阿罗汉。那如果他不出家的话，他很努力的去什么去赚钱嘛，他可能会什么成为一个什么大企业家。可是他现在呢，再怎么努力的，他什么果都得不到。那现在再怎么努力的话，他什么钱也都赚不到了。
So the Buddha has once said to one of his disciples, pointing to an older person.Said this person, had he left home and cultivated diligently when he was young, then he will be able to achieve arhathood. And or if he worked hard, stay home and worked hard accumulating wealth, then this person would have become a successful CEO or business executive. But now, this person, no matter how hard he works, he would not be able to attain either spiritual stages or finance or wealth.
但是不管怎么样，你有没有开悟的话，我们那是心比在不在，都永远在的。只是 只是你看不到它而已。
But no matter, it doesn't matter whether we have become enlightened or not. Is a mind brush there? Is it always going to be there? Yes, it is. It's just that we don't see it. We cannot see it.
开悟就是有点像是什么这样子转过来这样子而已啊、哦。但是你就转不，你要怎么弄就这样子的，你就转不过来了。它是这样子，我们在什么一念间有没有刹那间的？它是刹那间的，因为这个本身就是佛性。那只是你就是用，就是什么，就是常常去执行烦恼的功能，不是执行什么，就是智慧的功能，就这样子而已。这个不管你在任何时间、任何地点，我们永远是用那支心笔在什么跟这些世界互动。那个心笔本身就是我们的，等于是悟性或是觉性。
It's like.What is Buddha? What is enlightenment? It's merely the flip of the palm. As long as we're able to just flip it and see it, it's right there. This is already the Buddha nature. But we can't. We keep operating using the same kind of software over and over, repeating the functions of vexation. So no matter what, all we see is the back of our hand, no matter how we look.But it's really as simple as the flip of a palm, the hand. This is the Buddha nature, and that's what the mind brush represents.
比如说戒烟，我们可不可以说我说戒就戒，可以嘛，对不对？就不抽了嘛，就这样那么简单嘛，对不对？可是有些人就是，有些人就是说啊不抽了就不抽了，可是有些人就是什么，他怀里他还一直抽啊，啊不抽可不可能在一瞬间？可以啊。不讲别人的坏话可不可以？不讲可以啊，可是也不讲很难过啊。
So we can use quitting smoking as an example. It's really just the matter of one thought, a change of one thought. So is it difficult to quit smoking or is it easy? So for some people, they decide, oh, I'm going to quit smoking. And then it's the flip of the mind and they're able to quit. But for some people, it's just the switch of the mind is very difficult. So quitting smoking is difficult. It's the same as bad-mouthing about other people, gossiping. Is it difficult or easy? It's really just a switch of the mind.
这个可能大家都希望自己的根其实立根嘛，是不是？会不会这样想说希望我是立根
Are you all thinking that I wish I have the sharp capacity?
你们会说啊我应该我是钝根的还是说我是立根的
So what are you thinking? Do you think, oh, I'm probably, I have dull capacity? Or do you think, I think I have sharp capacity?
你们认为你是哪一根
Which kind are you?
立根的人请举手
Raise your hand if you think you're sharp. You're probably shy.
我以前一直认为说我应该是立根的，因为我对禅宗这里很有兴趣。啊，师父说你最好是把自己当成钝根会比较保险。
In the past, I, the master, I've always thought I have sharp root because I'm really interested in Chan. But 师父 told me.You better think of yourself as dull. It's better that way.
因为我们这样，我这样二十年下来，看到那些立根的，可能就师父跟他恭喜的哈，现在不知道跑到哪里去了。
So in the past two decades, in all these time, those people who were sharp, who have sharp root, those people that people 师父 has given confirmation and congratulated them.I don't know where they are anymore. Don't know where they went.
那师父从大概可能是83还是84，他就不要再什么再让人家开悟了。他主要的目的不要让人家开悟了。
So since 1983, 84, around that time, 师父has stopped trying to push people to become enlightened.
就之前师父就是刚开始的时候，哇，就是一显身手，希望让你开悟，让你开悟嘛。那的确有一些人是有这样的很好的体验，可是不知道经过多久以后，师父发觉没什么用。
So in the beginning, Shifu had tried really hard to push people to help to make them become enlightened. So he pushed really hard, and indeed there were some really good results, and some people had obtained good results. But over some time, Shifu realized that, you know, no, even become enlightened, it may still be pretty futile and useless.
这些人就是开悟的人，他们开悟以后，很可能他在追求更什么更高的境界，那很可能就说啊，这个世间这个不是我要住的地方。
So for those people who have become enlightened, they may be in a pursuit of some higher state, and they may look at this world as no, this is not what I want, and.
所以师父曾经在好像是1980几年，就是寄了一封信给有一个菩萨，他说这些以前这些禅师啊，他们信念禅宗哦，其实他是信念他那个什么坚忍不拔的意志，就是说哇，原则上当然是也要什么目的是什么成佛，可是要什么坚忍不拔，就是。不管时间多长，一节两节三节，我都愿意照着这样去做。
So back in the 80s, 师父 had once wrote a letter to a lay person, and in the letter he explained that in the past, when people are getting training in these Chan schools, what they were really being trained for is endurance and perseverance and the quality of are moving, are yielding. They're training people that no matter how long, 1, 2, 3 kalpas, they will continue on this path without changing direction.
大家有没有曾经说好，我就用个100年，然后去参个话头，或是用个方法，有没有这样的这个决心？
Have you ever had the thought that, okay, now, I will spend 100 years, I'll spend 100 years investigating this huatou. Do you have this kind of determination?
我看到的是这样子，是禅期，就是全力以赴，然后禅期完了以后，就是功课完毕了，就 relax 了。
What I've often seen is that during a Chan retreat, then the power is full on and you work really hard. And afterwards, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I've done my homework and that's it. I can relax now.
可是真的也看到那些祖师，他们开悟以后，其实他所用功的跟他在打气的那个用功的程度是一样的，可能更什么，更加倍的。
But if we look at all the past patriarchs, for them, the way they apply themselves and the diligence they have to work hard, it's the same before and after they obtain enlightenment. Or in many cases, they actually work much harder afterwards.
那就有点像就是说我们现在的人可能就是希望什么薪水多，然后什么工作轻松，还有什么离家近是吧？啊，假期多，还有什么离家近，然后要薪水多，
钱多，
对。
So just like you know, modern people these days often want jobs that have lots of money.Very few things to do, and it's very close to home, and lots of vacations.
那通常，如果你真的就是说你开悟以后，你就发觉 你任何一个时间点，如果你不跟开悟相应，你就会什么？你就会选择什么？烦恼的功能。
Actually, if after you have reached enlightenment, you'll realize that at any given point of time, if you don't work hard and be in accordance with the enlightened state, then we'll easily default back to using the software that's, you know, vexation software.
大概开悟跟我们这没有开悟人的差别是，就是开悟的人他知道我这样做是烦恼。那可能他还会做，那我们没开悟的人就是这样做是烦恼，可是我不知道这样做掉的烦恼，所以你一直去什么，一直去烦恼，你也不觉得是烦恼。
So the difference between enlightened person versus an unenlightened person is that an enlightened person knows that doing so this way is vexation.The enlightened person might still choose to continue and operate under this vexation software, but at least this person knows. And for ordinary people, unenlightened people, we don't even know whether what we're doing is vexation or not.
可能开悟的人比较有点占便宜，就是说他在任何时间、任何地点，他知道他怎么样跟外界互动的时候他是烦恼的，那没有开悟的人，他没有办法，就是说任何一个时间都看到他这样做是烦恼的。
So one advantage a enlightened person has is that when he or she is interacting with the outside world, they're able to identify that in this interaction I have vexation or not. But for people who haven't reached enlightenment, often we don't know.We don't know whether it's vexation or not.
我们就是没有开悟的人，大概可能就是要什么，就像那个瞎子啊，那你要借助一个明眼人的什么拐杖，然后帮你走路，或者说我们可能，大部分的时候是什么，是个别修，比如说你先修什么，先修布施，先修持戒，那一样的修，那开悟的人可以是什么？布施、持戒、忍辱、精进，六度可以什么同时修的。
So, for the unenlightened person, we are sort of like blind people that we need the help of someone with eyes, with vision to help us and guide us. Or another way to put it is that for unenlightened person,we cultivate in stages or in different components. For instance, the six parameter, maybe we cultivate at each given point of time, endurance, giving, perseverance, diligence. But for an enlightened person, they're able to cultivate the six parameters all at once.
譬如说我们就是讲说修布施，我们有没有办法修布施同时又修忍辱。
So let's use this for example. Let's say the cultivation of giving. Are we able to both at the same time cultivate giving and endurance?
我们现在嘴巴讲好，比如说你现在拿一笔钱来捐款，我就说这个钱太少了。下次还要不再布施。
Let me give you an example. If you bring some money and want to give some donation, and here I'm saying, oh, this is too little. Next time, are you still going to give donation?
可能就没有了，因为你不修忍辱，还有你什么？你不修智慧，因为你认为他侮辱我，我是布施者，而且你是施者。我们一般人大概没办法同时，至少。没办法同时修什么布施跟智慧，你可能是修布施，但是你可能你没有修智慧。
Well, if that's the case, this person will probably never give donations again, and that's because this person will think, I'm the one who's giving donations, but I've been insulted. So for ordinary people, it's often difficult to cultivate.All these qualities at the same time, giving and wisdom, or giving and endurance.
那只有你跟智慧相应的时候，第一，你在修布施的时候，没有我在什么布施，那没有被，就可能是 CMC 在什么收钱的 CMC， 也没有布施这一个。那这个 CMC 这个人对我好像不是很友善的话，也没有人在什么责骂我，也没有我被责骂。这时候你是可以同时修的，只是为了什么？就是说我要去修无我，所以你跟外界互动的时候，这一个什么布施啊、持戒啊、精进啊，就是说我他一直骂我，我还是什么继续什么继续布施，那这个你才可能同时的。那通常我们是什么？就是布施以后，这个对方给你脸色说，哇，你是大户啊，可能钱就还会再拿出来。那假如觉得说这个还对你不太客气的话，钱就没有了。那你只能够修布施，没办法修精进。也没办法修人路，也没办法修什么，修智慧。
So it's all in the matter of whether you are in accordance with wisdom. If we are not in accordance with wisdom, when we are indeed in accordance with wisdom, when you are giving, you will realize that there is not an I who's giving donation, and there isn't an object.A receiver of CMC who's receiving my donation, and you also realize that there's no such phenomenon as oh someone is insulting me. There's no self. Only if you're in accordance with the wisdom of no self that you're able to practice all this giving and endurance all at the same time.
好，我们赶快赶进度。现在讲三行，现在一行都还没有讲完呢。
We have to move faster now. We're supposed to finish three lines today. We're not even done with the second one.
这个道无南北主，这个道上就是等于是什么？我们的那一个，我们的心性。如果你见到你的心性，就我们的那个心性呢，实际上是没有分，就是什么南方的佛性或是北方的佛性呢？这大概可能就是那一个。六祖去见五祖的时候，那五祖说：“这个你是葛僚，就是野蛮人啊，哈、哦，这个你也想成佛？”那六祖怎么讲？就人有什么？有东方人，不是有南方人？六祖是南方人嘛，哈、哦，有北方人。可是什么佛性什么没有南北？那个佛性上就是道。
So we are on the line where it says the capacity. There are no northern and southern patriarchs in the Tao. So this came from a story when the sixth patriarch went to the fifth patriarch seeking for teaching, seeking Dharma. And upon arriving, the fifth patriarch said to Huinen that, You are but a southern barbarian. Why you seek and you want to become Buddha too? And Huinen replied at the time that people came from south, from the south and the north, but there's Buddha nature. There's no difference.
所以说就是我们那个佛性不管怎么样的话，就是没有什么。没有分南北的，也就是说你即使悟了或是不悟，你的佛性从来不会什么，我们说气感哦，这个气感怎么讲
啊？缺角，有缺陷。
从来不会，就是说就因为你是什么，你没有开悟以后，这个佛性好像就是什么缩小了、哦、或是膨胀了或是怎么样，或是变好了变坏了，不会的。
So there's no distinction. Buddha nature is all the same. It doesn't matter if you have become enlightened or unenlightened. There's no difference in this Buddha nature. It neither diminished or chipped. It's the same at all time.
那这个差别在哪里？就是说我们在迷或者在悟或者怎么样的话，我们佛性从来都没有，我们叫没有增没有减啊。他们讲说，当你开悟的时候，其实你。并没有因为修行，就是开悟不是因为修行的关系，有没有听过？ 开悟不是因为修行的关系。
So this Buddha nature is unchanging. Whether you are still delusional, confused, or you have become enlightened. There's a saying that the result of enlightenment is not due to practice.
但是不修行会不会开悟？不会。
But if you don't practice, will you reach enlightenment? No.
是这样子的，就是说，当你很努力的修行以后，开悟以后，你发觉就是这个修行跟开悟是没有关系。你发觉修行跟开悟是没有关系的，可是你不修行，你不知道这个道理。
So, once you have become enlightenment after working really hard, you will realize that there's no direct correlation or causal relationship between practice and enlightenment. However, you wouldn't know that if you didn't practice.
那个可能比较简单的例子就是说，我们在这个当下，每个当下，我们的心，这个心本身都是开悟的，可是我们用这个开悟的心去什么？去执着，我们在那个时间就是用开悟的心去执着什么现象，去执着现象，就是说，像比如说我们现在，你们在那边听经，你们会不会觉得就是坐在这边的是你，然后坐在这边的是法师，会不会这样想
？So, We can say it this way, that at any given point in time, we already have the enlightened mind, except that we use the function of this mind to attach to different phenomena, to attach to thoughts. So let's say we're all sitting here. Do you think there's a 法师？
也就是说在每个当下，我们都可以看到心、性跟什么现象，是不是？这些人，这些是色相，讲话的是什么？是声相。然后你用心辨别的，这是心，心本身有这种辨别的功能。可是我们会把色，就是看到的是现象。声音当成是什么？是人，当成是心。所以说这样的功能，我们就用这样的操作的话，你不感觉到，就是说，这个色相是我的心，这个声音是我的心，我这个色相也是我的心，我讲话的声音也是什么？也是心，我们不容易感觉到了。
So any given point in time, our mind has the ability to has a function to make distinctions to recognize. So if we see an image, the image is the phenomenon, and we hear things is a phenomenon, but the mind grasp onto these phenomenons.
啊，没关系，我在讲。就禅宗有一句话，就“见色即见心”，有没有听过？见色即见心。那如果我们用个比较容易懂的，色即是空，对不对？色先是色不异空。然后色什么即是空，那空即是色，那个空本身就是心，色就是现象。那我们看到现象的时候，我们把现象我种种的现象只是心的功能之一而已，可是我们把现象当成是什么？我们不会认为现象是心啊。
So there is a phrase that once you see once you recognize the phenomenon, you'll be able to see the mind. From the Heart Sutra, there's form is not different than emptiness, and emptiness is not different than form. This emptiness is the mind, and form is phenomenon, the function of the mind. And
所以这不容易懂，就是说我们听过说色即是空，对不对？甚至色就是从禅宗来讲是色就是心，可是你看到色是看到这个色是心外的呢，还色是心？通常我们是认为这个色是心外的，而这个这边的色是什么？是我的色，那边的色是什么？是别人的色。
So when we see the phenomenon is actually the function of the mind, but oftentimes when we see phenomenon, we don't recognize it that it's the mind. We will think, oh, that's the external phenomenon and this is internal phenomenon. 可是色跟心是一样的。
色就是心啊。
But phenomenon is indeed the mind.
所以我们会觉得说，诶，色好像不是心，就像我们哦、菩萨就问我、啊、色是不是心，色就是心。
So phenomenon, the form is the mind.
他们要怎么见，他们见法，在那个阿含经叫做见法即什么，即见佛。那禅宗会把就心佛什么，心佛是什么，没有差异的。那这法就是上次可以讲说是现象，你见到现象，这法就是空性啊。但是他们是用什么见法，什么他们叫什么见十二因缘法及什么及见佛。那禅宗他讲见色什么即是即见心。
So in the Agama Sutra, there's a phrase that says, once you see the phenomenon, that you see Buddha. Or you can also say the mind, seeing the mind is the same as seeing the Buddha. And dharmas are merely phenomena, and dharmas is emptiness. And so to be able to see the 12 dependent origination is also to be able to see the Buddha.
我们看到一个色，然后我们会不会会去联想它
？So if we see a phenomenon, do we naturally start to make associations?
好，那你联想的是不是色本身
？The associations that you make, is it the phenomenon itself?
啊、如果我们看到色，那我们就像说什么直观的，不给名字，不给形容，不给比较，那个色在不在
？So if we see a form, but we refrain from making any comparisons and distinctions, does the form itself still exist?、
啊、如果我们看到一个色，那我们本身不给，就直观不给形容，不给比较，还不给名字，以后。这个色有没有离开你的心
？If we see the form and we refrain from making comparisons and try to describe it, we don't do any of that. Is the form still part of your mind? Does it leave your mind?
假如色啊离开你的心的话，你可以看到色吗
？If the form is apart from your own mind, can you still see this form?
所以说还是什么？你离开心，你看不到色，这是第一个。
If you depart from the mind, then you will not be able to perceive the form.
那假如你的心不动的话，就有点像是什么？我们那个镜子会呈现很多现象，对不对？那现象跟镜子，你可以分出它是两样东西吗？
So if we don't move, we can liken the mind as a mirror. If the mind doesn't move, it's this mirror. Can you see the image and the phenomena? Are they the same or different?
我再举个例子好了，因为没有时间了。
I'll give you another example.
譬如说我们现在什么都念头都没有，那也可能比较容易感觉到我还有至少还有个心存在，对不对？
Let's say right now we don't have any thoughts at all, then at least we can sense that there's still the mind, right?
啊，当你用心发出一个声音的时候，那个声音是不是心？
So if you use this mind and make a sound, is this sound your mind?
是的，假如你心如果能够，你可以试试看，假如心完全没有念头以后，那我发出一个声音，是不是用心产生一个有声音的像？可是它本身是不是心？心的本身？
It is, you know, this sound is still the mind. You should try that. When your mind is totally quiet, it's not moving, doesn't have any thought, and then you create a sound. This sound is a phenomenon created by the mind, but it is the mind.
这个以后我们可能就是那个曹洪宗他会讲这个心的性跟相，它本身它是怎么样的一个关系，不只是怎么样的关系，它在这个心的产生种种相，或者心产生种种功能的时候，这时候在产生种种相的时候，你能不能看到心？那我们是产生种种相的时候，我们就什么就豁出去了。
So in the Cao Dong school of thought, and we're going to talk about this more, we'll talk about the relationship between nature, the mind's nature and phenomenon, that our mind has a function, it creates all these phenomenons. Is this part of the mind? Is this the mind? Oftentimes when these phenomenons are created, we're all out there forgetting about the mind, and we're going to discuss this more.
所以时间到了，是不是你的心
？So the thought, oh, time is up. Is this your mind?
是，时间到了是你的心，时间没到也是你的心。
So the thought, yes, time is up or time is not up. This is all your mind.
这就是为什么我们常常用我们的心产生什么这个烦恼的功能，或用我们的心产生主体跟客体的功能。我们也很习惯，我们也很喜欢，我们也觉得这样没问题。
So this is how our mind operates, that it gives rise to all these phenomena. Our mind naturally has a tendency, has a pattern to operate with the thought of subject and object. But we don't recognize that. And we're very okay with that.
我们现在以后上课你又可以看到这个十二点就是十二点就是我的心，那这样就不会焦虑。那如果焦虑，焦虑也是什么？也是我的心，没有一样不是你的心。
So we're going to talk about this more, that all these thoughts is your mind. You know, it's 12 o'clock, this thought is your mind. Or you start to become impatient and anxious, this anxiety is also your mind.
那时间到了，要不要吃饭？
Time's up, are we going to eat?
吃饭是我们的心。
To eat, is it your mind? Is it our mind?
还是要吃饭，可是你不要以为我在吃饭。
We still need to eat, but don't think that I am eating.
对，已经讲，对不对？所以你们可以试试看，你可以看到是，不是我用嘴巴在吃饭，我用心在吃什么？不是吃饭，吃心。你看有没有这种感觉
？So you can try this out. When we're eating, not thinking that I am eating, it's the mind.That's eating. The mind is eating the mind.
好，阿弥陀佛。
你们不怕他
？Are you confused?
啊，练英文先吗
？Okay. We'll transfer merit. May the virtuous merits adorn.And glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind, exhausting this body of retribution. May we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。有知闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。
Please pass the sutra to the center aisle so we can collect them. 请各位把